morning to you if you're just joining us. Taking your comments on the passing of Lady Thatcher. Ken Reid, our political editor, was on the TV last night and many's a day he faced her. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Ken, first of all, what sort of woman was Lady Thatcher to be in the company of?
Well, of course, my meetings with her were professional, but although I have to tell you, the first time I met her was about 1980 in Belfast City Hall, where there was a reception, and she mistook me for a Belfast City councillor, and she looked aghast when I asked her for an interview. And it was actually some years later before I did sit down and have a proper interview with her. I was actually working for the Cork Examiner at the time. There was a lot of Anglo-Irish summits, particularly after the Anglo-Irish Agreement in 1985. But she was very matter-of-fact. She was surrounded by... Bernard Ingram was always with her. He was her press secretary. And it always reminded me, in later years, you know, the relationship between Alistair Campbell and Tony Blair was very similar. He had quite an influence on her.
Whenever she was leading from the front, whether it be with regards to international politics, politics in England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, she seemed to have that steely edge all the time. It never seemed to subside in any way. Was that evident when you were standing a couple of feet from her?
No, really. She would have a sense of humour, and she could be quite charming, if a little aloof. One of the things that I find fascinating about her, I don't think she was particularly interested in Ireland. It was just events after she became Prime Minister in 1979 overtook her. And she had the hunger strikes, of course, as Eamon Phoenix was talking about there. And she had to deal with that, and then subsequently what followed. And, of course, the 1984, where it has to be said, the IRA came very close to killing her and, in fact, taking out the entire cabinet at the Grand Hotel in Brighton. But it was certainly one of the most remarkable episodes in her career when she signed the Anglo-Irish Agreement. I was watching Jon Snow last night reflecting on his experience of dealing with her, and he reckoned that was one of the two most important things that she did. And there's little question that unionists were absolutely outraged by her action in signing that document at that time. Jim Molyneux had met the executive of the Ulster Unionists the weekend before, and he assured him, because he knew Margaret Thatcher very well, he assured him that there was no way that she would sign such a document, which had been leaked to the press and was floating about. He suggested the whole idea was ridiculous, but I remember getting the call. I was under the Sunday News at the time, the night before, and then going to Hillsborough, and there she was signing it with Gareth Fitzgerald. There's no doubt, as Eamon Phoenix has argued there, that she was very much influenced by the argument of constitutional nationalism. And, of course, what we were to see after that were thousands, tens of thousands of unionists on the streets that rally outside the City Hall, where Ian Paisley said, never, never, never. And Peter Robinson, from my memory, I think he was thrown out of the House of Commons on at least two occasions around that time.
The unionists, looking back from today, the unionists seem to have forgiven her. When we hear the negative commentary this morning and read it and listen to it coming through and look at it on the text and emails, it doesn't seem to be from unionists. It's definitely from Republicans, and the national papers are full of it, from the likes of the miners. They will never forgive her.
Well, I know some senior Republicans felt that in many ways she galvanised them, and they would argue, in fact, that the rise of Sinn Féin was largely helped by Margaret Thatcher being the Prime Minister. She was and is a hate figure for Republicans. There's no question about that. Interestingly, when that film, The Iron Lady, was released a couple of years ago, I took Sinéad McWalsh, who, of course, was a senior Republican in Longcash at the time, to watch that film. And where he had sympathy with the portrait of a woman suffering from dementia, he certainly had no feeling of forgiveness or anything towards her. I mean, he made it quite clear to me that that she was a hate figure and couldn't be forgiven for what they saw she did. You know, things like that. They believe that she organized the Gibraltar killings of the three IRA volunteers and so forth. There's no question that Republicans hated Margaret Thatcher. It's interesting listening yesterday to Peter Robinson and David Trimble, indeed, saying that she later she came very close to saying that she regretted signing the Anglo-Irish Agreement, and they probably felt that in terms of her social policy, that they agreed with that and that she was very, very strong. But it cannot be forgotten that in 1985, they were absolutely raging at the course of action Margaret Thatcher had taken.
Do you think Margaret Thatcher would take some pleasure from the fact that this morning and last night people have been protesting, people have been gathering to spout bad about her, to speak ill of the dead? Would she take some pleasure from that, that there were people, there still are people, and there will always be people who won't forgive her?
Well, I just don't know about that. But what I am pretty sure about is that she recognised that she was divisive. I've heard a number of Conservative cabinet ministers talking about that, but she felt from her point of view that she had to be strong. She was aware that there was going to be opposition. And when you reflect in that time, Frank, certainly in the Falklands War, at that time she was struggling, and the Falklands War probably got her re-elected, but then she became very popular. But towards the end of her time in Downing Street, it was the opposite. And the irony is that the people who put her out of office were actually her own party. Will we ever forget that, the scene that night of John Sargent standing outside, I think it was the British Embassy in Paris, and Margaret Thatcher walking out behind him to say that she was going to take on her opponents, which she did, but she lost.